Red light, green light, clear light. Ready or not, here they come. You've been hacked. And I know you are, but what am I? LinkedIn edition. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by the Salty Soul Foundation. Since 2017, Salty Soul has removed over 20,000 pounds of trash in Florida and California. Visit SaltySoulFoundation.org to support this organization via direct donation or purchase of their merchandise.
Good morning and welcome to the August 16th, 2022 episode of MSP Dispatch. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, excellent. August 16th already. How the heck are you doing, Ray?
A little jealous that you're having an excellent day as always. I'm having kind of a shitty day, man.
Why would you be having a shitty day? Did you know, speaking of shitty, beep, beep, this is going to sound like Morse code right now. There is a service out there called Shit Express, which bills itself as a simple way to send a piece of shit box in a box around the world, and it was hacked.
That is pretty amazing. I know whenever I have to ship my feces, I don't know if I should do express, overnight, if I should do courier. You know, there's so many things. I'm glad there's a service just for this. That makes me so happy. But no, they were hacked. I mean, it's a situation.
So if you get a really box stinks. Of shit in the mail, if you get a box of shit in the mail, Ray, I just want to let you know that, hey, listen, I give you a lot of shit, but you're a great friend. So, hey, let's get into the news.
As written by Mandy Queen on FIRST.org, the Forum of Incident Response and Security Team, FIRST, has updated traffic light protocol to 2.0. TLP is a vital system used by global organizations to share sensitive information. 2.0 results from the company consulting with over 50 security industry experts for over 3 years to standardize, unify, and modernize the content and language to better provide supporting materials. Important updates include removed synonyms and colloquialisms to improve accessibility for non-native English speakers and ease of translation, a focus on consistent language terminology, adding definitions for community, organization, and clients. Also added a color table to include RGB, CMYK, and hexadecimal, otherwise known as hex, color codes. TLP white has become TLP clear, and they added the new TLP amber plus strict label to highlight information that is restricted to recipients organization only. According to co-chair Don Stickvoort, TLP version 2.0 is easy to use, simple to understand, and straightforward enough so that the translation does not affect the meaning and ensures information is shared to the right audience. Tony, the ultimate goal is to make information easier to digest and respond to quickly. Does this make it more clear to you?
I'm just trying to figure out, does this mean we're not going to have traffic anymore? Like it'll take me like 5 minutes to get somewhere. I am so confused right now. When you say TLP, traffic light protocol 2.0, who is that applying to? Maybe
okay, for that makes
pedestrians
sense.
Out there.
Okay, that makes sense. This is not for crossing the walk. This
Come on. You had my attention. You had everyone's attention. People that didn't even know how to use a computer, you had their attention. Okay.
So TLP is used by security organizations that subscribe to security events and information that gets sent out. Like all security events, there's intended audiences where some stuff you should share internally, some stuff is okay to share externally. We've talked about responsible disclosure with vendors and the public. This is an example of, or TLP is the mechanism by which to judge that information so you understand what you're taking in. Generally, you get this information like from an ISOW or an ISAC. Notably, we've had Wayne Selk on from the CompTIA ISOW, which is an amazing organization to deliver just-in-time information on security events. And as a reminder, we'll include the link in the show notes below. If you're an MSP member of CompTIA, you're eligible to join the ISOW without any cost. It is part of your membership, so you should absolutely do that. However, when I first joined the ISOW, because both you and I are members and greatly participating members of CompTIA and the CDAC. But one of the things I talked about with Wayne and MJ when I joined the ISOW was that as a security aware layperson, it's not my core competency. A lot of this stuff is just a fire hose. Imagine Twitter for security events. It's all this stuff coming at you, and you never know what to act upon, what you can share, what you can ask other people information for. And the ISOW has done a great job, the CompTIA ISOW has done a great job of tagging these events, telling you what's actionable, what's information only, what needs to be responded to immediately, that kind of stuff. And then you have TLP that tells you who you can share this information with. Is it red alert? Is it for your eyes only? Is it highly sensitive? Is it clear? It can be shared with outside organizations like MSP Dispatch, where we'll share information. It is safe to assume anything we share is at minimum clear, because we're doing so in a safe manner. It's all toward that end means of, or I'm sorry, it's all toward that end goal of being able to digest the information quickly and act on it, so that even the layest of lay people, or the lamest of lay people, as my previous teenager would have you believe, so we can understand it. So we can say, okay, this is information I can share. This is information I have to keep in and act on, just to make it easier. And I think this goes really well toward that end. I mean, you know,
I think the explanation means perfect.
Stop. Yellow means go faster. No.
But I heard CMYK, and I'm like, listen, I'm a little colorblind. And when I'm at a light, who goes first when everyone arrives at the light at the same time? If everyone's colorblind, what if one
person? And what's on second?
Exactly. I think the explanation was perfect, and for those who aren't a member of CompTIA, the amount of information there is absolutely enormous. There's nothing but housekeeping and making sure that everybody is appropriating the right amount of attention to the appropriate things that are taking priority right now. Ray, the story was absolutely incredible. I am a bit let down that it wasn't about making traffic easier for everyone on the way to the store or to work, but alas. Well,
sometimes you're running quickly because you got to take a doozy, you know, home, so you need to get those lights.
Then it's red. It's flushing red.
Yeah. But an example of what these TLP notifications would tell you is our next story about ransomware.
Yes. Ransomware is here and no one is really ready, but Microsoft is here to help. As mentioned, in MSPAlert.com, reported by our favorite Joe Panettiere, Advanced, a cloud MSP that hosts healthcare apps for NHS 111, that's 911 for those here in the United States, hires Mandiant and Microsoft Dart for cyber attack forensics and ransomware recovery services. Dart is a detection and response team. As reported on August 4th, the attack impacted quite a few downstream customers, including emergency healthcare services in the UK. But it's now being updated to reflect the fact that MSPs continue to hire MDR and incident response providers, i.e. Mandiant, to clean up the ransomware messes. Why is this important? Well, what prevention, and we're talking about from the MSP community, very specific to the MSP audience that we talk to every day, what prevention preparation is being made for ransomware attacks? We talk about it on this show every single episode. When was the last ransomware attack drill that you went through? And who do you have in your Rolodex to assist you with the worst case scenario? Do you have Microsoft in that Rolodex? Did you even know that Dart, a Microsoft Dart team, was available for you at any time? Ray, there's a lot to unpack here. If we peel back the layers, the first thing you're going to do is say, what? We're talking about another ransomware. Yes, we're talking about another ransomware issue, event, attack, whatever it may be. But in this particular case, the reason why it's so important, I think, is twofold. First, we're talking about, and we're colloquially, this is a 911 system that was completely brought to its knees. This is a healthcare system. Someone's having a heart attack. Someone is dying. Something major is happening here domestically, and someone calls 911. That's 111 in the UK. That was brought down. And it was brought down on August 4th. Today is the 16th, and there are still issues. That is huge. That is absolutely enormous in itself. Now we're talking about something else that's also enormous. Microsoft has a disaster. They have a team ready to help you, a complete detection and response team. I would challenge that most of our MSP audience don't know that they're available. That's the first thing I would challenge. But let's go back to the first part. This is huge. We talk about it every single day, and it's bringing down essentially 911 systems here domestically. This is happening around the world. What are your thoughts?
So the first thing I'm going to do is go Google Dart, because I am ashamed to say I did not know what Dart was.
I
went and Googled it, and I see a 2019, 3 years ago, 2019 article, Dart, the Microsoft cybersecurity team we hope you never meet. We'll include that link in the show notes for any of you that were as poorly informed as I was. We've talked about Microsoft offering managed services. We've talked about Microsoft offering professional services. It absolutely makes sense to have these kind of cyber response teams available for Microsoft, right? Arguably 10, 20 years ago, people were arguing, why do I need an antivirus? Why can't the operating system be protect itself, right? When there was no Microsoft antivirus, and now there's Microsoft Defender and the 219 permutations of it. So this is good to see. I mean, I wonder how NHS is an enormous organization, and then this is not the first time they've been in security news. They've been hit by ransomware before, and they've had their plethora of security events. Microsoft loves the enterprise. I wonder how this boils down to the MSP level. But on the MSP level, you do have professional services like this, like from ConnectWise, where they have cyber response, incident response teams. Other companies have exactly this. And I think that's the bigger play. So we've talked about it in this past, and there's plenty of webinars, there's plenty of online assets you can get, including from Huntress that we'll talk about in our next story, where they've put out there your incident response plan. And it does not have to mean that you're doing everything yourself. In my opinion, the MSP has always been the general contractor that can call in this specific tradesman, right? Or tradespeople to call in the plumber, the roofer, the electrician, call in the cybersecurity incident response team, call in the insurer, call in whoever else you need to be. But you need to have your Rolodex ready. For those people, our producer's agent, similar, the Rolodex is Rolodex? Like your cell phone with the list of contacts. Maybe I should have used a different analogy.
All the post-production people are saying they're Googling Rolodex. What is Rolodex?
I Googled Dart. They're Googling Rolodex. Your directory of contacts, okay? Your contacts of people that you need to, your phone numbers and Instagram and WhatsApps. There you go. Make sure you have their contact information at the ready so that when something bad does happen, you can be like, my parents had a little slip of paper in their cabinet that had all their neighbors' phone numbers and addresses and, like, in case of emergency, alternate contacts. And I knew where that paper was growing up, like my entire life. I knew exactly where it was growing up. You need to have your IR contacts and everybody you need on your, yes, Rolodex. I'm old. Suck it.
I think our positions are very much aligned, and frankly, knowing that Microsoft has that capability, that skill set available, and more importantly, they're receptive to that to reach out and respond, that is amazing. It would be really cool, Ray, if you just had a network or maybe software. What do you think? Something that was completely impenetrable, that where no malware can get through. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Well, I think our next story talks about exactly that. We have the answer. Over the weekend, a LinkedIn post from Excidium touted the following. Excidium Zero Breach stops all malware, including unknown files, from infecting you or your customers. Discover zero trust, zero threat, zero breach. As you can imagine, subsequently, Huntress CEO Kyle Hanselman responded, "Those are some pretty bold statements." Shortly thereafter, Mali Abdul-Hayaoglu, founder and chairman of Excidium Komodo, posted a new thread calling out Mr. Hanselman with the statement, "Kyle Hanselman, for the sake of transparency, Would you please reveal how many of your customers got breached in the last 2 years while under your protection? The post also included Komodo's latest transparency report. As you can imagine, this prompted a litany of posts, not only from Kyle and Malie, but also from users of both products. Unfortunately, as with most internet arguments, it devolved to name-calling and threats. After 70-plus comments and several direct messages, the original post was ultimately removed by Malie. All right, Tony, internet arguing isn't new. As a moderator of Reddit's RMSP with over 140,000 members, I got to clean this stuff up every single week. But it's far more rare for a vendor to get involved in these shenanigans. I'm sure that most MSPs would not have these arguments right in front of their clients where they could see it. But Malie's comments were not only in front of his prospective clients, but also included berating many of them. What's your takeaway on this?
First takeaway is Kyle from Huntress. Bravo to you. Bravo to you for actually saying what we're all thinking. And you did it in such a diluted fashion of, well, you know, that's a bold statement. Of course, when that's immediately confronted with or triggering a reaction, then you've got to wonder what's under the next level. Like, what are we peeling back here? And what is he trying to hide? Kyle may not have respected him, but you have to applaud the man's talent for self-preservation and going on the full-blown attack until someone, and we all know it was someone, that said, hey, listen, you got to delete that post. That looks absolutely horrible. So I have to question, the first thing is, did Kyle turn around and, hey, guys, is this really possible? Is it really that good that he has something that blocks absolutely everything? Because I don't know, some people actually consider me a subject matter expert in security. Some people actually consider Huntress an amazing company with an amazing solution, I being one of them. That being said, this person comes out with a bold statement of, hey, everything is safe on our with our software. Nothing can get through our software. And someone even questioning that causes such a vehement, visceral reaction. What's wrong with continuing that dialogue? Isn't that just, aren't we talking about just natural selection at this point? Aren't we talking about, Ray, from a perspective of questioning an executive at a company about something that they should handle so factually and statistically? If they go immediately off the ledge, maybe it wasn't that stable of a solution, or maybe there's leadership issues at the top anyway. What are your thoughts? It's the first thing that's coming to my mind. But that being said, I was watching. I had popcorn the entire time. So.
Listen, you and I are both CEOs and founders of our companies. We've been in this industry a long time. We've had to defend our businesses against others many, many times. And you and I are both passionate people. I'm sure there's plenty of times where, I know it's been in my case, I've gotten heated once or twice. But like I've mentioned before, my oldest daughter once gave me the advice, never do anything you're going to have to apologize for the next day. And so now when responding, I think of things through that lens. To the credit of the MSP community, Jason Slagle, Dustin Bolander, so many others I cannot mention because I don't have their permission, reached out privately also to Malie and asked and said, look, this is not a good idea. I myself posted publicly and said, look, we all get heated. Maybe it's good to step back and reread and rethink our thoughts. You know, you have your potential customers here. It's not the best show. And listen, anybody can have a bad day. And while I don't agree with the events as they transpired, I personally would have researched the person bringing it up and maybe invited them to a private conversation. That's not the point here. The point here is vendors do have to be held accountable for their claims. If you're putting out, I'll tell you as a prospective buyer, if you put out a product that guarantees 100%, it's going to block everything, I'm going to call you full of it. I'm probably not going to even pay attention to you. I'm out. You know, be careful with those comments. And if you put these comments out there publicly, you're going to get called on it. Okay. So whether it's Kyle, whether it's anybody else, you can expect it. And if you're going to get called on and you really believe your claims, there's a right way to respond to it. So I'm not saying this to be condescending or insulting to Malie or Komodo or anybody of the organization. I'm saying there's a better way to respond. There's so many better opportunities. He did delete the post. No other comments have been made from his side. Again, I know others are covering this, and I want to be clear. I thought about not covering this because I don't want this to be a gossip magazine. That's not the point. But the point is, there's an opportunity for vendors to do better. Let's show how we can improve things. And before you make your comments, never advertise something you can't back up 100%. That's my takeaway.
I applaud that. And to balance out your very articulate and reasonable, rational point of vendor accountability and staying rational, did we consider maybe he's just trying to lead Kyle into an argument for hate sex? Are we allowed to publish? You're going to beat that. Maybe he could have just sent him poo. Hey, let's get into the notable mentions.
Let's do it. Our first notable mention is a State of Cybersecurity report produced by ConnectWise, researched and written by Vance and Bourne. The cybersecurity threat landscape grows larger and more complex and more daunting every year. SMBs, on the other hand, often lack the expertise and processes and solutions in-house to defend themselves against these threats. Bourne's research found that 76% of SMBs have been affected by at least one cybersecurity attack in 2022, a considerable increase to the 55% in 2020. 2 in 3 SMBs state they can't properly deal with security issues. It's common for SMBs to partner with MSPs, but 42% of the respondents are dissatisfied with the MSP service and may change providers. As per the survey results, if offered the right, quote-unquote, cybersecurity solution, 94% of the respondents would consider moving to a new MSP, and 39% would be willing to pay, on average, 39% extra each year. This equates to a huge opportunity for MSPs that can provide the right solution and deliver them correctly. We will include the link to the full security report in the show notes below.
And in other notable mentions, TheVerge.com mentions that Zoom has issued a patch for a bug on macOS that could easily allow a hacker to take control of a user's operating system. Zoom acknowledges the issue, listed as CVE-2022-28756, and says a fix is included in the version 5.11.5 of the Zoom app on Mac, which you can and should download immediately.
In feedback from the YouTube on the previous episode of MSP Dispatch, from Job Technologies, found Nick on that same GoDaddy Defederation video and have been following him since. Love seeing him on here. Well, thank you for that feedback. Appreciate it. And we also have from Vince Phillip, Telco Survives, how quickly we've forgotten about Nortel and BlackBerry. Yes, but how many of those aging yellowed Nortel boxes are still out there? And while those two may be gone, AT&T is still there. So Telco does survive.
And jumping into upcoming community events. On the 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Build It Better MSP Discussion Group presented by Everything MSP. On the 18th, an in-person event, Connect IT Local presented by Kaseya. On the 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, August Channel Pitch presented by The Channel Program. Also on the 18th at 1 p.m., what a stacked day, Eastern Standard Time, Partner First, how to leverage cyber insurance as a risk manager. And finally, on the 19th this week, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, MSP Dispatch weekly wrap-up presented by Ray Orsini and Tony Francisco.
Don't forget about our other shows, such as 38 at 38, hosted by Aaron Bolton.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
So how'd you like today's show? If you like it, please hit that thumbs up button. If you didn't, go ahead and hit it twice. If you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button too with the notification bell on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Learn from Maui Shaka Lord on Reddit, who now gets his news first from MSP Dispatch. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. If you have email, questions, commentary, concerns, shoot us email the old-fashioned way, news@mspmedia.tv, and we'll be sure to answer on the next episode. And that's all she wrote for August 16th, 2022's episode of MSP Dispatch. Tony, thank you for your insight, commentary, and in-depth reporting from the bowels of our industry.
Great to be available on the YouTube and everywhere else with you, Ray, as always.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Tony, the ultimate goal is so good. Okay. Close. All right. Tony, the ultimate goal is to make sure the information is easier to die. Blah, 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 blah. What? I get stuck on colloquialism, not a problem. This easier, I struggle and easier. Okay. Oh.
A cloud service provider by the name of Advance provides quite a bit of service for the MS or for the healthcare industry. And an attack was mentioned. I completely hosed that whole thing, you guys. I had my whole notes doubled twice. I wrote, and then I said, oh, maybe I should write this, and then I should write this again. And I wrote it too many times, and I'm reading from it. So now let's start over from the beginning. And I'm sorry. Big puppy eyes.
Feedback from the YouTube. The YouTube. Jesus. What am I doing? Okay.
The tube, the YouTube. The YouTube is the best.
I'm just going to lean into it at this point.